Today on Real Radio.
Understanding that works cannot save you, by no means, because you now are saved, works will come out from your life. You'll be a godly man or woman because the Holy Spirit's doing it in you. You don't have to do it. Your heart will want to do it.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days are free. Praise, my heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch, Lord. I live for your love.
Hello, and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament book of Ephesians. We're in a mini-series that focuses on Ephesians 2:10, which is really a continuation of Paul's thought in the previous two verses. This is one of the most clear and powerful proclamations that salvation is of the Lord. That is, it is to be credited to our Maker. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs continuing in his mini-series called God's Amazing Work.
I mean, you guys are all adults, aren't you? Remember telling your kids, or remember your parents telling you, take this, it'll make you feel better. And you're thinking they're going to kill you. This Tylenol or whatever it is, this NyQuil is going to kill me, but you get better. I'm going to tell you something right now, and you're going to think, it's going to kill me! And I'm not asking you to serve in this church. If you're visiting, go serve back at that church. Here's the thing. Don't rip yourself off anymore. You didn't escape the children's ministry this year. You ripped yourself off. The greatest growth that happens in your life is when you serve. Serve God. And you go, well, I have no problem serving God. It's these people around here. Now, I know nobody would ever say such a thing around here. But you know what? When you're serving each other is when you're serving the Lord Jesus. That's what Matthew 25 is all about. When we help somebody else around here, we're helping the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a beautiful thing. But we start thinking, I did that for him. Now maybe he'll change my flat tire. No, you didn't do it for him. You did it for God, not for the guy behind the counter or the guy out there with the parking lot sign? No. You did it as unto the Lord. We've been created for good works in Christ Jesus to do it for Him. Not so we can have our name on a plaque at the end of the deal or a seat with our little, whoever. Betty Jones gave $50. I went to a church, it's very famous. And they had name plaques on everything. I mean, you're walking around. It's pretty funny. If you've ever been there, you're walking around, everyone's walking with their heads straight down. No one's looking where they're going. Because as you're walking, all the steps have got people's names on them. The Smith family, $5,000. The Hamilton family, $25,000. That's it. Have you been there? You know what I'm talking about? Even little panes of glass have got names on them. Panes of glass everywhere. To whose glory is that? There's not one plaque with gave his life for us, Jesus Christ. And everybody in the Midwest, they're not going to listen to this anymore. It's the truth though, you guys. We've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, and it's to bring Him glory. That's why, listen, that's why Sunday evening and the tremendous, tremendous blessing that the Lord poured out upon us. I tell you, I was having a flashback. And, we sang the song tonight. You guys sang the song, wasn't that The Way? Country church? Man, I'm thinking, Calvary Chapel, 1970s. And then Sunday out at the, we took the church went outdoors on Sunday and people came. We blew the walls off this place and went out and had church in the park. That's what happened. And look how many thousands of people showed up. It was tremendous. Great time. And I was just looking out there just thinking, this is like the 70s all over again. And it was really, really great. Not that the 70s were so great, I guess. But the awesome thing was Jesus was moving. And Time Magazine, Life, the Los Angeles Times and the New York Times couldn't keep up with them. Couldn't send enough reporters for the Jesus movement. It's great. And how many people were being affected? That's a great thing. And every time God does something like that, you know what we should do as a church? We should walk away from this place, like we mentioned on Sunday, a little lower to the ground, a little bit more humble, because God is awesome. Tremendous. Our responsibility is to just absolutely serve Him. And if we have that in our hearts, we're not going to be asking, well, what's in it for me? We need some guys to take out the dumpsters. Hey, man, it's under the Lord. Praise God. Let me have it. Give me two of them. It's fun. It's a great way to live. It's a neat way to go. And then it says in verse 10, not only created in Christ Jesus for good works, it says, which God prepared beforehand. This means, this is fun. I hope you get this. Everybody grab it. There are works in eternity. Like in a file. In heaven, God thumbs through your name, pulls out your card, and He's got your little profile. This is before the world was ever made. This is what this portion of this verse means. That before time ever began, God prepared for you and I, are you ready for this? This is so liberating, to walk in certain works. We'll come to it in a moment. The word walk is to traffic all about. To walk all about in certain works. That ties you right back to Ephesians 4:11-13, that there are some of us who are called to certain places in the church. Some of us are called to other places in the church as we minister. Some are pastors. Some are evangelists. God pulls out your file, your card, and He says, oh, look, on such and such a day, so-and-so is going to be born. Going to be born in this city. This is what's going to go on in this life. And I know, because I dwell in eternity, that on such and such a day, He's going to choose me. And I've got this plan. And here's the deal. What happened in your life today? Was it advanced for the kingdom, or was it advanced for Satan's work? Did we advance in our walk, or did we slip? We slip. We do slip. But we get up and keep going. What happened today? Now, knowing this verse, I was pretty excited to see what was going to happen today. And I got to tell you, it's so relaxing. You can handle interruptions. It's no problem. I don't know what the day... For quite a while, my pulse rate has been really high. Don't know why. Real high. Just... And I felt fine, but you take it, it's like... You know, and I thought, wow, what's going on? And I shouldn't, you know, I'm exercising. This thing should be down, I guess, you know. Anyway, I just had an exam, and I'm waiting for the nurse to say, oh man, you got 150 heart rate, you know, call 911. And she goes, well, it's normal. I go, excuse me? She goes, it's normal. I go, really? She goes, yeah. I attribute it 100% to the book of Ephesians. I'm not kidding. It's been amazing. Your life. God has got a service for you to perform in the body of Christ that is, can we use a modern day technology? Pre-programmed. That's why we shouldn't sit back and wonder, well, does He want me to pray for that guy or not? Maybe I shouldn't. Should I? Pray for him. You think Satan wants you to pray for him? It's there. God knows about it. We're just now stumbling onto it in our lives. It's coming. The things that we're going to be doing in Russia in a couple weeks, it's all done in God's mind. It's a done deal. He knows exactly what's going to happen. But it doesn't have to be Russia. What about now? He knew right now that this message would be going out. This verse we'd be looking at. That it would be affecting each of us in a different way. So when God calls you to serve, if you open the bulletin and it says that we need whatever, if you think for a moment, that might be cool. Don't let that thought be fleeting. Grab that thought and say, Jesus, if you want me to do this, open the door. I'm going to go sign up at the counter. If you're in it, open the door. If not, shut the door. Do you know what will happen if you live that kind of a life? You will never be bored. You will come through life as a Christian saying, this has been a pretty fruitful trip. I can honestly tell you, Lisa and I can tell you, that in our lives, when we've prayed, every decision that we've ever made since the day that we were married, and even getting married, is this the one or not? Every decision that we've prayed about, God has made it a success, not because we prayed about it. Through prayer, God brought us in line with His will. Every time. I felt like we had made a major blunder when we moved to Chino Hills. I remember the morning we woke up and I couldn't smell the salt water. What is that smell? Did a whale die or what? What is this? And it was so quiet. It was so quiet. That's another thing that kind of bugged me. I couldn't hear any sirens or anything. What is this? And strange. Woke up that morning, we felt like we had made a major mistake moving out here. This is a weird place, man. And, we laugh about it now because even though the buying of the house was a total miracle, I mean, it was a miracle, a totally big miracle, amazing. And all along the way, and how about in your life? You stop, Jesus, you seek first the kingdom of God. It says in Matthew 7:33, and all these things will be added unto you. The Bible says if we're in Christ Jesus, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, Psalm 37. How many mistakes have you made when you honestly sought God without any motive and without any emotion attached to that? How many? Not a one. When you released your decision-making process of your emotion and of your own motives and let God call the shots, people, it's called letting go. You just let Him go and let Him do what He wants to do, and He'll lead you and guide you. It's an amazing thing. And finally this, in Romans 8:28, it says, for whom He foreknew, that's us, He predestined to be conformed unto the image of His Son. That's what He's doing in your life right now. It says here the word prepared beforehand is really one word in the Greek, and I love it. Listen to this. It means to be fit in advance of, like a tailor preparing a suit that is to be worn by someone who's never had it before. It is made in advance. It's the meaning of Romans 9:23-24, where it says, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels, or the containers of mercy, which He has prepared beforehand for glory. That's us. Isn't that amazing? We are pre-programmed to bring God glory. Question, are we? Am I? Are you? Very important. Let's step out and let God use us, no longer protecting whatever reputation we think we have, and let Him have it. And then finally this, it says that we should walk in them. And the Christian is the person that says, God, You use me today. You take control of my life. Bring it to a full completion. And like I said earlier, the word walk means to tread all around, to walk about, to walk at large, or to be going. And I want to leave these few thoughts with you here in closing this up. Understanding that works cannot save you, by no means, because you now are saved, works will come out from your life. You'll be a godly man or woman because the Holy Spirit's doing it in you. You don't have to do it. Your heart will want to do it. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to do this quickly, just a few of them though. Concerning good works. Good works in the world, out here in public, good works vindicate the kingdom of God to the world. They can't figure it out. Titus 2:7 says, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing integrity and reverence in an incorruptible way. The world out there thinks you're nuts because you're law-abiding or you're decent. I remember a friend of ours came over and put a floor in our floor. Years ago, they put a white tile floor in the kitchen area. And a certain family member came up and they said, well, how much is that going to cost you? The guy wanted to do it for free. He's a brother. I've known him for a zillion years as a Christian. Grew up together in the faith, and he come down from Long Beach and he did this thing. That's impossible. Nobody does anything for nothing. He's a neat guy. He's just a neat guy. No way. That's going to cost you something. I'll tell you that right now. This is a joke. He's going to get you. It was a big deal. We kind of got in a little spat about it. No, that's the way Christians are. Nobody like that. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. Good works vindicate the kingdom of God in the earth today. They can't figure it out either. The kingdom of God is real. I see the life that you live. It drives me crazy. Good works also confirm the work of Christ in us. John 15:8. Good works confirm the work of Christ in us. John 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear forth much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Man, that's a commandment, isn't it? Also, good works, they demand that glory be given to God. Good works demand that glory be given to God. In 1 Peter 2:12, Peter says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as an evildoer, they may by your good works, which they see, glorify God in the day of His visitation. That's amazing. That's a great verse. Good works demand that glory be brought to God. And then this one. Good works, they reveal who we really are in the end. Good works really reveal who we are in the end. 1 Timothy 5:25. In the same way, good works are obvious, and even those that are not cannot be hidden. That verse means good works that are public, you know it. Then there are works that nobody sees. The little grandma who's praying for the church, the little grandpa who's praying for the believers, the woman who's in the convalescent home who's a shut-in, but she's loving God and praying for the community. You don't see those works. Those are not obvious. But in the end, it will all be made clear. God will reveal it. I guarantee you, Billy Graham's not going to get the biggest crown in heaven. I bet you there'll be a lot of little grandmas and grandpas who've been praying all their lives and nobody even knew who they were, being faithful when nobody knew. The church needs to be committed to good works. And through Christ, we'll do them. I want to leave you with this. We'll be all done. Paul at the end of his life, and don't you want to be able to say this? In 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul at the end of his life, in 2 Timothy 4:7, he says, I have fought the good fight, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Listen, Paul knew that there was a plan that God was going to reveal out in his life, and he was invincible until that day. There's nothing that's going to stop us or derail us from the plan of God. We can get sick tomorrow. We could break our foot tomorrow. It's in His plan. God may want our foot to be broken because we're going to learn something from it, but in the meantime, share with the doctor. You know, he'll do that, you know. How could he do that? Because we're just a bunch of clay on a wheel. He's spinning around. Would we dare say, not my foot? We can't say that. People, it's all part of the artwork, the poem. We can rest in him. George Whitefield, when they got done throwing rocks and rotten tomatoes and dead cats at him while he was preaching. Can you imagine Greg Laurie at a Harvest Crusade? Somebody throwing dead cats in a bag they bring. They did that to George Whitefield while he's preaching. Dead cats. Whew. I don't know. I'd be kind of discouraged at that. George Whitefield says, I am invincible until the Lord calls me home. That's true. It's true for every one of us. So let's not live so careful. Let's get out on the edge. Michelangelo was, this is a true story. Michelangelo was sitting for, I think they said almost a week, by this humongous block of stone. And he was looking, he had his tools in his hands, and he's just sitting there, he's looking at this big block of stone. And somebody walked by, and they said, what are you doing? I'm working. He's sitting there, working. Then somebody walked by, and they looked at the stone, and they look at Michelangelo, and then they looked at the stone, and he's just staring at the stone. And the guy goes, what do you see? And he says, I see an angel about ready to be set free. And he picked up his chisel and his hammer and he began to carve out one of the greatest sculptures of all time. Isn't that tremendous? I see an angel that's going to be set free. And you and I see ourselves like a bunch of clods, a bunch of clumps. And God is working in your life to release, to create, to make. Something that is his workmanship, that in eternity, the Lord is going to get glory. Can you get this? The Lord is going to get glory because of what he will complete in your life. You're going to be something.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation taken from the precious and familiar passage Ephesians 2:10. In fact, this is a mini-series called God's Amazing Work. Now, we do wish to remind you of our current offer, which is valuable in more ways than one. It's Pastor Jack's audio CD set, The Life and Times of Jesus Christ. It's a valuable tool in helping us to better understand the culture of the period, its political climate, even things like first-century Jewish expressions. Pastor Jack's The Life and Times of Jesus Christ on audio CD is yours when you make a contribution to the ongoing work of Real Radio of any amount. When you get in touch with us, be it by calling, by clicking, or by writing, just ask for it by name, The Life and Times of Jesus Christ. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Our telephone number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. Or you can send your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. If you missed any of this contact information, it can easily be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.